This is the Friday, May 15th, 2015 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining us now is Naomi Bloom. Naomi, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
We get a lot of questions every week from viewers who follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, and we get a lot of really technical questions. We have a lot of viewers who have studied the markets and have focused on them, but we also have a lot of viewers who are new to commodities, to futures trading, to hedging, using the board and using all these tools available. So we've got a question here from Holtgren's in Northwest Iowa. Holtgren's Implement, what is a good place for a beginner to learn how to start negotiating in these markets?
An important question. Thankfully, with the huge availability of online resources, there's a lot of great places to start that are free. The Market to Market Classroom is a wonderful place to begin. And also, if you go to the CME's website, just CME, I think it's cmegroup.com, they have a really nice resource area also that different materials you can download. And if you just Google like learning commodity search or commodity markets, that type of a thing, there's a lot of resources to get you going. If you are in a situation where you have a good relationship with your extension agent, a lot of times they have a lot of good resources. And if you are a female, they have Annie's groups across the country, and they're wonderful, wonderful. They break things down for you. And a lot of advisors like myself, we offer different educational workshops. And so I think if you have interest in that, you could contact any advisor out there. I know I'm doing some in Wisconsin in June, July, and August. So there's a lot of opportunities. You just have to start looking for them.
You bet. So if you're in Wisconsin, tune in to Market in the Classroom. Write down some questions and go listen to Naomi.
There you go.
And
perfect.
Get all of your questions answered.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Naomi. And now we've got some other questions as relates to the markets. And we've got Eric here at from Twitter. And Eric's curious. He's curious about old crop corn. You touched on it a little bit on the program, but he's interested. He's got local river terminals that are offering free DP or delayed pricing on corn and beans. Is that a sign to dump all his old crop?
My experience with elevators when they offer deals is that it can be in their favor. So when you have delayed price, it sounds like this magical, awesome thing because it makes you feel good that you're making a decision and you're doing something. But you know what? The thing with delayed pricing is that now they have your bushels and now they have a whole bunch of farmers' bushels. And so they know exactly what's there. And so you feel good because you got your product off to market. However, delayed price means you still have to price it. So now these elevators have copious amounts of bushels and they can widen the basis out. So you're actually better off, in my opinion, if you can do a basis contract. If your basis is attractive right now, do that, because then you can at least have something more tangible. And if the market, like I said, the futures price is maybe probably done going down and maybe gonna start to slowly turn around higher, it gives you a little bit more of a silver lining where you can probably get a better price. The bigger issue is that because there are a lot of there is a lot of corn unpriced, and there is a lot of corn out there that the basis could widen as people start to move things to town.
Well, and so that was my next question. As you're looking at this potential bottom and low in these markets with a move upwards, do you anticipate the basis widening? Is cash price staying relatively flat, given there is a lot of bushels out there as the futures price climbs?
I don't know how much it will totally like widen out and fall apart. If you look at just like our exports every week, there's been pretty good demand constantly because the price is cheap. The ethanol plants are doing pretty darn well. They are, for the most part, still profitable. So you probably will see the basis widen, but I don't think it's going to be those historical, horrible, wide prices that we had years ago. I would, though, like I said, if you can take advantage of a basis contract, that's a really good way to go.
Get the
right
best
now
of both worlds. Lock in today's basis in case it does widen
right
out. Now, one of the conversations we did not get to have on the program was the conversation over the cotton market, which has been a fascinating market to watch over the past 2 months. We saw almost $1.70 move up this week. Just rain, delayed planting. What's driving this cotton market?
Lots of little things. The rain, the delay in planting, the acres are down. So obviously then production is down, the ending stocks a little bit tighter, and globally the ending stocks are a little bit tighter too, because the United States wasn't the only country to say, well, we're not going to plant as much cotton. Other countries around the world are doing the same thing. So we have production down, economies trying to pick up some steam, so there's demand for cotton. And it's just been one of those things where those low prices that we had, just grinding out, and it looks still like a nice, favorable, friendly picture. Nothing where we see the market just shooting higher and rallying. I would say just a slow grinding uptrend higher until we know for sure what's in the ground and how the weather is this summer.
The low conceivably is in.
I absolutely would say that.
Okay. Now, we've got a lot of folks here on Twitter who, as we get into planting our 2015 crop, they are already looking ahead, thinking and risk managing out through 2016. And Michael in Halstead, Minnesota is one of those producers, and he's a hard red spring wheat grower. And so he's curious, looking at 2016 hard red spring, the best way to get something done, or is it too early to look? What are your thoughts on pricing?
I think I'd wait a little bit. The wheat market for that crop might get a little excitement. It's supposed to be hard freeze and frost this weekend and into early next week. So a lot of things were planted early up there. So just in general with the wheat market, how it behaved this week, we might get a little bit of a spurt higher yet. I would be patient, but if the opportunity does come along, I would be ready to price it.
All right. Now we got one final question before we go. We touched on bird flu on the program, and we've seen soybean meal really take a tumble recently. Is there more downside out there as this bird flu percolates in the countryside?
And my answer is I'm not sure, just because we don't know for sure how much the bird flu is going to continue to affect things. Seasonally, the meal should be working higher, and obviously it's not. And so we've had this pretty big technical washout on the futures market. It's counter-seasonal. I'm hoping we're almost done with it, but I just don't know.
All right.
I just don't know.
Well, we'll wait and see.
Yes.
Naomi Bloom, thanks for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome.
Thanks all of you for sending in your questions via Facebook and Twitter. Please continue to do so, and we will get expert analysis right to you. Thanks for watching, and have a great week.